Historians have speculated on how Faraday was led to his discovery of force fields, one of the most important concepts in all of science. In fact, the sum total of all modern physics is written in the language of Faraday's fields. In 1831, he made the key breakthrough regarding force fields that changed civilization forever. One day, he was moving a child's magnet over a coil of wire, and he noticed that he was able to generate an electric current in the wire without ever touching it. This meant that a magnet's invisible field could push electrons in a wire across empty space, creating a current. Faraday's force fields, which were previously thought to be useless, idle doodlings, were real, material forces that could move objects and generate power. Today, the light that you are using to read this page is probably energized by Faraday's discovery about electromagnetism. A spinning magnet creates a force field that pushes the electrons in a wire, causing them to move in an electrical current. This electricity in the wire can then be used to light up a light bulb. This same principle is used to generate electricity to power the cities of the world. Water flowing across a dam, for example, causes a huge magnet in a turbine to spin, which then pushes the electrons in a wire, forming an electric current that is sent across high-voltage wires into our homes. In other words, the force fields of Michael Faraday are the forces that drive modern civilization, from electric bulldozers to today's computers, internet, and iPods. Faraday's force fields have been an inspiration for physicists for a century and a half. Einstein was so inspired by them that he wrote his theory of gravity in terms of force fields. I, too, was inspired by Faraday's work. Years ago, I successfully wrote the theory of strings in terms of the force fields of Faraday, thereby founding string field theory. In physics, when someone says, "He thinks like a line of force," it is meant as a great compliment.